Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Tuesday, sunny skies mid-60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, a chance for some rain showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, will drop down to 33. For Wednesday, areas of drizzle, otherwise cloudy skies with a high near 42. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of freezing drizzle will drop down to 26. And Thursday, sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 61.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Governors from more than 40 states in D.C. for the annual winter meeting. International issues like the future of trade among the topics they'll cover, as well as the future of food and agriculture. Well, the timing coincides with the start of the seventh round of the NAFTA talks, which began in Mexico City yesterday. Governors adding their voices to the deal's supporters, who are calling for caution when it comes to a possible American withdrawal from the negotiations. The Trump administration has toned down the withdrawal rhetoric due to the U.S. midterm elections this fall, but it doesn't mean it's completely off the table. Farm state governors pleading with the administration to stop making the threats, as has Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, who chairs the Senate Ag Committee. With Mexico looking to South American buyers for more commodities, Roberts says his and other states could get hit hard by any additional uncertainty over the next few months. Well, a top USDA trade official, Ted McKinney, anticipates a trade deal with Japan will likely take place if the U.S. does not re-enter the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He says he doesn't know what the scope of the agreement will be, but he calls it not a matter of if, but when. President Trump pulled out of the U.S. out of the TPP during his first week in office. Since then, the remaining 11 countries have agreed to revamp the deal known as the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. The 11 countries intend to sign the new deal sometime next month. McKinney says the timing for the U.S. potentially landing a trade pact with Japan or other TPP countries is critical for American agriculture, which is competing for the Asian market share. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
A salute to the FFA. Today's FFA members are the innovators and leaders of tomorrow. A salute to Future Farmers of America. From FNB, Washington. Farmers Cooperative. Brunei Implement. Kears Thriftway. And Kuhlman Implement of Lynn.
My name is Skyler Zinger. I am a senior at Washington County High School, and I am currently the president of the Washington County FFA chapter. I have been a part of the Washington County FFA chapter since the second semester of my eighth grade year, so for about 4 years now. And one of my favorite things to do within FFA was the veterinary science CDE, or competition. I ended up winning the district, state, and national levels of veterinary science last year, and I'm actually really sad because I can't compete in it anymore, but I feel like vet science helped teach me a lot about what it means to be a really hard worker and study a lot, because the CDE was really intense, and it really helped me figure out how to find the best study methods for me. But I feel like FFA has a lot to offer for in terms of more than just competitions. We have our supervised agricultural experiences, which helps teach kids valuable skills that they can use in the workplace or help them even start their own business. So I'd really encourage anyone and everyone to try FFA because it's more than just cows, sows, and plows.
I'm Laramie Moyer from Washington County High School. This is my fourth year in FFA, and I am the reporter for the Washington County FFA. I have enjoyed FFA because I've learned so many different aspects of the agriculture-based opportunities. Consistently been in the Equine Science SAE program, which has to do with my horses that I rodeo with and that I raise and sell. I've also competed in the career development event, horse judging, and been very competitive in it.
Hello, my name is Luke Gobby. I'm a junior at Washington County High School. I've been in FFA for 3 years now, and I'm currently serving as the chapter treasurer. I enjoy FFA because it teaches me a lot about agriculture in a lot of different aspects. And one of my favorite CDEs is livestock judging. I really enjoy that, and have had success in the past.
A salute to future farmers of America. From FNB, Washington, Farmers Cooperative, Brune Implement, Kears Thriftway, and Kuhlman Implement of Lynn.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Medical Board has fined a doctor $2,500 and put his license on probation after an investigation revealed improper and potentially dangerous opioid prescribing. The Kansas City Star reports the investigation into Overland Park Dr. Joseph Baker began after a complaint from a pharmacist. Investigators found that Baker violated guidelines in prescribing controlled substances to at least 7 patients in 2 years. Baker acknowledges how much he prescribed, but he says the patients tolerate it extremely well. The family of a woman killed by a driver fleeing from a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper is suing the state of Kansas. The lawsuit alleges the same trooper, who is not being named, involved in the 2016 chase that led to the death of 66-year-old Jenna Elmer, was involved in another fatal pursuit on the same Kansas City, Kansas street in 2007. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional for $24.99. Plus, get a $5 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate and earn double O rewards points with this purchase. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Freddy's Pizza.
I just got my pizza, and there's a piece taken out of it.
Yeah, that's our fee.
But I paid for the whole pizza.
And you got the whole pizza, minus our fee.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nah, it's just like being charged a sign-up fee on a personal loan.
I'm sorry, what?
You got fee. Goodbye.
Oh, wait a sec.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers no-fee personal loans for home renovations, major purchases, or managing credit card debt. Don't get feed. Visit Marcus.com.
A new government report estimates that nearly half of the winter wheat crop in Kansas is struggling for lack of adequate moisture. The National Agricultural Statistics Service reported yesterday that 49% of the wheat is in poor to very poor condition. It rated the remaining crop as 39% fair, 11% good, and 1% excellent. The report estimates that topsoil moisture supplies are running short across 74% of Kansas. A 35-year-old Kansas man is likely to spend the rest of his life in prison after being sentenced for molesting 3 young girls. A Missouri judge sentenced Jesus Garcia of Kansas City, Kansas to 3 life sentences plus 15 years, all to be served consecutively. Garcia was convicted in December of statutory rape of a victim younger than 12, child molestation, and other charges. Court documents say the mother of 2 of the girls told a social worker in 2016 at Children's. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. State officials must pay more than $197,000 to the American Civil Liberties Union of Nebraska after the group successfully challenged a ban on same-sex couples serving as foster parents. The payment request presented to a legislative committee would reimburse the ACLU of Nebraska for attorney's fees and costs generated during the case. The ACLU of Nebraska filed the lawsuit in 2013 on behalf of three same-sex couples. The Omaha World Herald reports a coalition of 20 states, including Nebraska, sued the federal government yesterday over Obamacare, claiming the law was no longer constitutional after the repeal last year of its requirement that people have health insurance or pay a fine. A 38-year-old man has been given 30 months in federal prison for robbing a Northeast Nebraska bank. Jeffrey Banu was sentenced yesterday in U.S. District Court in Omaha. He pled guilty to robbing the First Bank of Bancroft on April 20th. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. The police department recognized several officers, including Todd Packett and James Lease, with a life-saving award for their efforts at a call that resulted in saving an unresponsive man. Tim Anderson received a Valor Award for efforts in responding to the jailbreak in Marysville in October and was presented a dedicated service award for serving over 16 years with the department. Chief Todd Ackerman also was recognized with a Valor Award for his efforts following the jailbreak, including suspect pursuit and arrest in Nebraska. A lengthy discussion regarding a request for open sale and carry of beer at the annual Mother's Day market resulted in a compromise that beer and wine may be offered in a controlled area downtown Friday evening and Saturday. A similar request was approved for the Big Blue Barbecue, with somewhat fewer restrictions on carry downtown. A pay raise for elected officials was combined with a decision in lieu of offering dental benefits. Additional compensation would be added, with individual benefits purchase available. The result will increase the mayor's salary, increasing to $3,620 from $2,400, and council members to $2,820 from $1,400 annually. The dental benefits compromise resulted in $420 of the increase for each. It was noted the last pay raise was 17 years ago. Todd Fry and Jason Barnes voted no. An ordinance increasing municipal court fees from $65 to $85 was approved. An ordinance was approved adding a 25% surcharge to past due water, sewer, and court fee collections that will offset a 30% charge by a firm being contracted to assist in attaching collections to an individual state income tax refund. The effort was undertaken as the city faces some $24,000 in past due water bills and some $118,000 in municipal court cost and judgments. Lengthy consideration was given a request by City Administrator Austin St. John to attend 5 conferences this year for a total of 15 days. One was eliminated. City Clerk Debbie Price was given permission to attend 3 conferences and will be gone 13 days. A motion to approve a design contract with BG Consultants for $126,500 was passed for developing improvements for a grant project planned next year. The $1.6 million project would include removing current asphalt and brick subsurface on U.S. 77 from Highway 36 south to Spring Street and replacing it with concrete. Sewer lines and storm sewer would also be addressed as needed. Concern with a $3,500 contract overrun by BG Consultants for oversight on resurfacing U.S. 36 this past fall did not set well with the council, who asked assurance for the bid would indeed cover any anticipated costs and no unexpected costs would be incurred. Approval was given to go out for bids for concrete work, adding handicap parking and a sidewalk at Lakeview Sports Complex, estimated to cost $10,000. The mayor advised the city administrator develop a 5-year residential street plan. An ad hoc committee was appointed to assist with updating the stormwater regulations. A motion passed to purchase a new truck for the Police Department. Two bids were received for standard vehicles with an alternate for an upgraded pursuit vehicle. It was approved for $24,500, including trade-in. That bid was some $5,000 higher than the lowest standard option bid. An additional $3,000 is budgeted to retrofit communications equipment. The vehicle is expected to serve 3 to 4 years.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, overall, we'll see a quiet day as we head throughout the rest of the day, but we do have another low pressure system that will move across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing a chance of rain showers as we head into tonight and continuing with a chance for some rain tomorrow and into tomorrow night. It looks like some areas tomorrow night could see a little bit of some freezing drizzle, a little bit of a wintry mix. Otherwise, this low will move out of our area by Thursday and Friday. We'll see sunny skies. Nice mild temperatures as we head through the day, a little bit cooler as we head towards the rest of the week. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Tuesday, mostly sunny, mid-60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, slight chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy, will drop down to 33. For tomorrow, areas of drizzle, otherwise cloudy with a high near 42. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of drizzle, freezing drizzle, will drop down to 26. And Thursday, mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding, the best day of your life. But no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late February, 49. Record high on this date, 78 in 1896. The average low, 27. The record low is 4 below 0 in 1934. Sunset this evening, 6:13. Sunrise in the morning at 6:57.
There's a great divide between our northern and southern states, at least when it comes to onions. We have the long and short of it today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 27th, the 58th day of the year. Singer Josh Groban has a birthday, and New Orleans' first Mardi Gras celebration took place on this day in 1827. It's not uncommon to transplant onion sets several weeks before the last expected frost, shortly before the ground is workable for many gardeners. But before you choose your onions, be sure you know the difference between short and long day varieties. Onions are triggered to bulb up based on the length of daylight. In northern states, that can mean upwards of more than 16 hours in the summer, but closer to 12 in the deep south. Nurseries will stock the kind most suited to your region. If you're somewhere in the middle, you might want to opt for a day neutral variety. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. For more gardening tips, find them at almanac.com.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups for 2018, the Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new Chevy Traverse. Also see the new Chevy Equinox. The Chevy Camaro is on display at the Norris Motor Company, along with the new Buick LaCrosse for 2018 and the new Buick Encore. Chevrolet and Buick available at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Can
Kansas. Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Svi Mikhailuk had 17 points. Devontae Graham added 10 and 11 assists. And number 6 Kansas beat Texas 80-70 last night. The Jayhawks 24-6, 13-4 in Big 12 play. Used a strong night from seniors Mikhailuk and Graham in what was the pair and walk-on Clay Young's senior night and final game in Allen Fieldhouse. Udoka Azubuike had another strong night down low for the Jayhawks, scoring a game-high 20 points and making 10 of 11 shots. Azubuike led the nation in field goal percentage entering the game with 77.1%. KU has now won 35 consecutive home finales dating back to the 1983-84 season. The Jayhawks are locked into the Big 12 tournament's number one seed. KU will wrap up its season on the road against Oklahoma State on Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Okay, it's Ford Truck Month, and here's how it works, pal. Take F-150, the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. Sweeten up the offer, and boom, you save a stack of cash. But you better step on it, sport, because the big savings won't last long. Ford Truck Month, it's buy now time, people. See your local Ford dealer today. Most capable based on best-in-class horsepower, torque, towing, payload, and GCWR. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
At Starseed, we pride ourselves on being hardworking and dependable. That's why we are dedicated to sudden service. Simply put, we hand-deliver your seed directly to our dealers whenever and wherever you need it. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. We are Starseed, and you can count on us to deliver the highest quality seed products. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
It was no surprise yesterday that KU's Devontae Graham was named the Big 12 Player of the Week. He averaged 24.5 points and leading the Jayhawks to wins over Oklahoma and Texas Tech. KU's Malik Newman shared newcomer of the week honors with Iowa State's Undell Wigington. So KU yesterday sealed an outright Big 12 championship after clinching at least a share of its 14th straight conference crown Saturday with a win over Texas Tech. And in the AP Top 25 basketball poll yesterday, KU came in at number 6. Wichita State moved up 2 places to number 11. The top 5 are Virginia, Michigan State, Xavier, Villanova, and Duke. Kansas wraps up its season on the road against Oklahoma State Saturday. Wichita State hits the court Thursday night at 6 o'clock against UCF. But tonight, it's the K-State Wildcats traveling to take on the TCU Horned Frogs. Tip-off time, 8 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
Sub-state basketball tip-offs Monday. Top seed Valley Heights Lady Mustangs defeat El Saline 67-43. Valley Heights will face 5th seed Solomon Thursday in the semifinals at Republic County. Solomon knocked off Lincoln 44-33 to advance. Bottom of the brackets, 2nd seed Smith Center defeats Salina Sacred Heart. 3rd seed Bennington over Republic County. 1A Division II boys action. 3rd seed Axtell Eagles defeat Wetmore 59-46 and advance to face 2nd seed Southern Cloud at Randolph Thursday evening at 6. Lynn was defeated by Blue Valley 56-54. Class 1A Division 1 boys action. 3rd seed Frankfort Wildcats defeat Troy 58-40. Frankfort advances to face 2nd seed Centralia, tipping off at Frankfort 7:30 on Thursday. Top of the bracket, Valley Falls defeated Onega and advances to face Donovan West in the semis. Tuesday night tip-offs in sub-state basketball action. Class 2A Valley Heights boys entertain Smith Center, tip-off at 6. Washington County boys tip-off at Wakefield at 7:30. Frankfort girls tip-off hosting Troy at 7:30, and the Lynn girls at Randolph tip-off with Wetmore at 7 p.m. College action, Kansas State at TCU, 7 p.m. pregame, 8 p.m. tip-off on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Land O'Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to landolanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Land O'Lanes.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details. Daffodils are a cheerful addition to the garden and your spring flower bouquets. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Extend your enjoyment to a week or more by conditioning your daffodils before adding them to your spring arrangements. This also protects the other cut flowers in your bouquet from the stem-clogging sap the daffodils release into the water. Professional florists do this for you. If in doubt, do it yourself. In the garden, you'll need to start with proper harvesting. Pick daffodils early in the morning. Harvest single-flowered varieties when the stem below the flower bud is at a 90-degree angle. Wait for one bud to be fully open before harvesting varieties with several flowers on each stem. Recut the stem to the desired length and place in 3 inches of water. Move to a cool, dark location for 12 hours. Rinse, do not recut the stems, and add to your arrangement with other flowers. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
This past week, Barbara Law of King City, Missouri, passed away at the age of 87. I had the honor of knowing her and even interviewing her several years ago. Join me as we take a look back at someone who saw World War II from the side of one of our foes. Her story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Barbara Law was born in Tokyo in 1930. She left the city just after fourth grade as her father was drafted into the army.
They shipped him to China. So we, all family, all went to China just before the war was started. Nowadays, they call China, but used to be called Manchuria.
Her father was a doctor. They lived in Manchuria for 5 years. 6 months before the war ended, her father was sent to the Philippines, and the rest of the family moved back to Japan. She did not know if her father had survived.
Japan surrendered, but they didn't want to give up. So they moved to mountain, I guess, the way I heard, that he was hiding for a year in mountain. And Filipino people keep saying that, you know, Doc, is Japan surrender, is, you know, you better come out. And they didn't want to give up.
For a year after the war, he used the cover of darkness to help treat villagers in the Philippines.
Village people come up and want to know, Doc, would you come up and see my kids, my sick? So my dad kind of sneaked out, middle of the night. He survived because they fed him. So that's the only way my dad survived.
He avoided detection by the U.S. troops stationed there. For an entire year, Barbara and her family had no idea if he had survived.
Then all of a sudden, he walked in. I didn't see him first, but my sister, so he was skeleton, of course. His uniform was just hanging, but he just walked in.
There would be changes for Barbara once American soldiers occupied her country. That story next time as we travel the countryside in King City, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
Prescribed fire is an effective land management tool. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When done correctly, fire improves habitat for a variety of wildlife species as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's the right time to be on the left coast when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Commodity Classic is farmer-led and farmer-focused. That means every educational session, every seminar, every topic, every experience is selected by farmers for farmers. So you know the information, innovation, and technology at Commodity Classic are relevant, current, and important to your operation. Grow beyond at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, February 27th through March 1st. Visit CommodityClassic.com.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
If you want to improve habitat for wildlife on your land, consider setting it on fire. Prescribed burns indirectly impact wildlife by changing vegetation structure and composition. They impact how much food is available and the amount and quality of cover for wildlife. Jared Brook is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says knowing your management objectives, especially identifying which wildlife species you want to encourage, is a very important part of your burn plan.
Not all wildlife species are going to have the same habitat, and so a fire is going to influence the habitat for specific species differently. You want to make sure you understand how that fire is going to influence the vegetation type in order to understand how it's going to influence the wildlife. So it's going to dictate how frequently you use fire. It's also going to dictate in what season or what time of year you're going to use fire.
For instance, you might burn every year or two for grassland songbirds and every 3 to 5 years for white-tailed deer. The best objectives are no good if safety isn't a part of the plan. Brooks says a common safety hazard during a prescribed fire is an inadequate fire break. The best breaks are bare soil, a gravel or paved road, or bordered by water such as a stream or pond.
The general rule of thumb is that you want your fire breaks about 2 to 3 times the height of the vegetation that's burning. So if you're thinking about burning in a native grass field, anywhere from about 20 to 30 feet is the kind of ideal width of a fire break.
Brooks also recommends letting your local authorities and nearby landowners know when you're going to burn so the fire department doesn't come out unnecessarily. Learn more about prescribed fire for wildlife management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer the tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
A Pennsylvania dairy farm is an Innovation Award winner. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Schrock Farms in Loganton, Pennsylvania started doing no-till back in the 1970s. Jim Harbach says it was because they were tired of picking rock.
We did all the things we're doing today for the wrong reasons.
It turns out, says Harbach, no-till had other benefits.
It wasn't until years later that we found out the real advantages in the soil structure and the lack of erosion and the sustainability that comes along with no-till.
A manure digester generates more than enough electricity to run the farm. Harbach also began using cover crops not long ago.
The key to healthy soils is cover crops, no-till, not disturbing the soil, and basically mimicking nature.
Schrock Farms was named the 2018 Innovative Dairy Farm of the Year by Dairy Herd Management, a Farm Journal publication, in partnership with the International Dairy Foods Association. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue walked a tightrope while talking with reporters about President Trump's budget proposals that agriculture's not enamored with. One of the proposals includes cuts to crop insurance. Perdue making strong statements in support of the program as it currently is. One of the largest cuts in the Trump budget proposal is to crop insurance. The largest cut would save $22 billion over 10 years by slashing premium subsidies. Perdue told reporters at the Ag Outlook conference that crop insurance is a very viable part of the safety net and that Americans get a good deal on subsidies for the program. Perdue didn't say directly that he had tried to talk the White House out of the budget cuts, but he seemed to when he told the reporters, while it would be inappropriate to disclose private conversations, he said, "We are advocates for the American farmer." Ag Department Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs Ted McKinney leading a trade mission to Central America. The mission will be in Guatemala from today through March the 2nd. McKinney will be accompanied by a delegation of agribusiness and state government leaders who are looking to increase ag exports to the Central American Northern Triangle of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. The Northern Triangle offers significant market opportunities for exporters of U.S. farm and food products, McKinney said. He said thanks to the population and economic growth in the region, demand for imported goods, particularly high-value consumer-oriented food products, is rising. More than 95% of U.S. ag exports enjoy duty-free access to the region under the CAFTA-DR agreement. Since implementation of the agreement in the Northern Triangle in 2006, ag exports have doubled, totaling $2.2 billion in 2017. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Good plus signs for corn, Kansas City wheat, and soybeans so far here on Tuesday. Looking pretty good in each of those categories. March corn up 1 1/4, 369 3/4. May is up 1 1/2 at 378 3/4. March KC wheat up 8 1/4 at 486. May up 8 at 501 1/2. The wheat markets seem to be doing well today. The winter wheat crop across the central part of the United States, not in good shape at all. March soybeans up 6 1/2 at 1041. May beans up 6 3/4 at 1052 3/4. March soybean meal up $9.60 at 386.80. May is up 940 at 389.70. Bean oil is a problem here. March is down 13 points at 32.49. May is down 17 at 32.69. So soy oil's got an issue, but the beans and the soybean meal doing quite well. Corn and Kansas City wheat solidly in the green. February live cattle up 60 at 128 even. April up 57 at 124.57. March feeder cattle up 122 at 146.77. April feeders up 145 at 149.40. So things look good for cattle. Hogs are up. April hogs up 25 at 70.20. May up a nickel at 76.50. The later months are all green, so things look good across the livestock complex as well. Cotton may be trying to stage a bit of a rally. March cotton is up 4 points currently at 81.74. We are still seeing some pressure on the later months. Crude oil is down today. April crude down 73 cents at 63.18. May's down 69 at 63.08. The U.S. dollar index is strong at 0.415 today at 90.200. So things are looking good for the U.S. dollar index, and our ag futures markets are pretty strong here for the most part on a Tuesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all, from full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by Comark Energy Co-op.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. There's a new beef slogan coming from the cattle industry. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
You know, I have to admit, over the decades, agricultural businesses and commodity groups have come up with some memorable lines for their commercials. Who can forget pork, the other white meat? Who can forget beef? It's what's for dinner. And the National Cattlemen's Beef Board works hard at coming up with new slogans. And so this month, a new producer-directed advertising campaign called Open Doors launched for the Beef Checkoff. And here's the story. The cattle ranching Susie family of Cambridge, Nebraska is featured in the national ads. The Open Doors concept was born from the creative insight that you never know what you'll find when you open a door. We opened them to let someone or something in that was previously left out. We opened them when others can't open them for themselves, and we opened them because progress doesn't happen if they remained closed. So stated a spokesman for the cattle Gentleman's Beef Board on the Beef Checkoff program. The idea behind the creative concept was to bring facts to life by taking beef producers on a journey that allows them to experience firsthand the opportunities that lie behind each door that the Beef Checkoff program has opened and will continue to open for the industry and their individual operations. Joe Stanko, the Investor Relations Working Group co-chair, said, "Our Beef Checkoff is committed to creating new opportunities that add more value to a beef producer's operation." And she went on to say, "But sometimes opening new doors means fighting old beliefs by constantly reminding consumers, mommy bloggers, and red meat cynics just how nutritious this total protein package can be." Back with the final word after this message.
Farmers Cooperative is your go-to place for agronomy, lubricants, energy, feed, and on-the-farm Mr. Tire service. We're your extra set of wheels, your hired help, your partner to get the job done. With our Mr. Tire service, trucks and multiple lines of products from companies that stand behind performance, Farmers Cooperative is right by your side, ready to serve you. See your Farmers Cooperative tire branch today.
Investing in our owner success. Farmers Cooperative.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Cattlemen, this is Kevin Jensen of Jensen Brothers of Cortland, Kansas, inviting all of you to our annual Hereford Bull Sale at the ranch 6 miles south of Cortland, Kansas, on Thursday, March the 1st at 1 p.m. Selling will be Hereford Bulls, including our Denver Reserve Grand Carload, as well as two-year-old young pairs and semen packages on our Denver Reserve Grand Champion Bull Contender. Many of the bulls will be sired by our leader, a national trait leader for calving ease and weaning and yearling performance. The video and sale will be on DV Auctions. Be with us on March the 1st at Cortland, Kansas.
Walk through your cattle pasture and look for discarded car batteries. Cattle that lick those batteries are at risk for lead poisoning, especially young calves, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is where your understanding of agriculture can grow beyond your wildest expectations. You'll be challenged to think differently about how you farm. You'll be among the first to see the newest ideas, equipment, and innovation. And you'll be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show. Commodity Classic, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st in Anaheim, California. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Cattle come down with a lot of different illnesses, but lead poisoning is preventable just by walking the pasture and picking up discarded car batteries, linoleum, and old caulking materials. Any age cow can be poisoned by lead, but calves are more susceptible simply because they're very curious and like to lick and chew on things that adult animals learn not to do. Greg Hanselcheck is a bovine veterinarian at Kansas State University. He says lead does bad things to a lot of major organs.
The brain is one of the primary places that it affects, and it causes a hemorrhage and edema in the brain. And so the problem with lead poisoning is it can be confused with a lot of other diseases. But typically, if you see blindness in a bovine, the first thing on the list is always lead poisoning.
Other abnormal behaviors that could indicate lead poisoning include staggering, salivation, and twitching eyelids. It can be fatal, but fortunately, not all animals will succumb to it.
There may be animals that just ingested enough to affect them, and then you'll see things like they're just off feed and they have constipation at levels that aren't going to kill them. Those are the kind of things that you see. Those that stagger, become blind and things, 99.9% of those are going to actually die in the end. We don't really have a good successful treatment in cattle.
Because the symptoms mimic many other ailments, the only way to positively confirm lead poisoning is to have your veterinarian do a blood test. Even if the animal survives, the meat isn't fit for human consumption. I'm Jody Henke. Learn learn more about lead poisoning in cattle at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the United States has seen some interesting, if not unusual, weather across the month of February.
Since mid-February, we have seen a dramatic contrast setting up across the United States. So depending on where you are at, you have seen either unusual cold or extreme, well, I don't want to call it extreme heat, but we've seen incredible warmth for this time of year.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says this interesting contrast in temperatures leads to other interesting weather.
Given this incredible temperature contrast, that usually means, and it does this time, that we have heavy precipitation falling along and near that contrast in temperatures. A nearly stationary boundary from the southern plains into the lower Great Lakes region.
And even though we got some precipitation here in Kansas last week, and not a lot, topsoil moisture remains 36% very short, according to the USDA, 45% short. Subsoil moisture is rated at 26% very short and 45% short across the state of Kansas, and the winter wheat crop across the Central Plains in dire condition. 78% of the Oklahoma winter wheat crop is listed as poor to very poor. 18% is listed as fair. 4% good. 0% is listed as excellent. In Nebraska, a little better shape there. 5% poor to very poor. 52% fair. 38% is in good shape, and 5% is rated as excellent. In Kansas, 49% of the winter wheat crop is listed as poor to very poor. 39% is listed in fair shape. There is 11% of the Kansas winter wheat crop that is rated as good, and only 1% is rated as excellent. Once again, 49% of the Kansas winter wheat crop is rated at poor to very poor condition. 78% of the Oklahoma wheat crop is listed as poor to very poor. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
The vast majority of customers who make Wichita RV their last stop shop no more. And here's the reason. For over 25 years, Wichita RV, now with two locations in Wichita, has been serving Kansas and surrounding states, providing a superior sales experience in both new and pre-owned recreational vehicles. Right now, if you've even thought about looking, you owe it to yourself to check out Wichita RV's late winter sale of 2017 holdover models. Brand new units, blowout prices at Wichita RV. Learn more at WichitaRV.com.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by the El Dorado Livestock Auction.
KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.